take us to the playoffs?
I don't know.
I mean, of course he can. I mean, it depends how much you think managers matter. And generally in baseball, the smartest baseball people think the best manager is worth 2.5 wins. The worst manager costs you 2.5 wins. I think if Rick Renteria is smack dab in the middle, you know, what are we talking about here?
I think it's really tough to evaluate his managerial career when he's been handed bad rosters every single year he's been a skipper. And that's just is what it is. I mean, like we started this segment, this is the most talented roster he'll ever have, and one of his most talented players hasn't seen a single pitch at the big league level.
Ned Yost won a World Series. I mean, come on.
Bad managers can win. Good managers can lose. I don't know. I would be surprised if Rick Renteria is the most limiting factor for the 2020 White Sox. In fact, it's impossible that Rick Renteria ends up being the most limiting factor for the 2020 White Sox. That is damn near impossible.
I don't think that there's going to be any point in this season where, as things unfold, you're saying to yourself, well, you know, if only they had somebody else, or if only they didn't have this guy. He's not a particularly polarizing manager. You don't really know he's there most of the time.
I suppose if your biggest concern is does he bunt too much, then the answer is probably yes.
But they can tell him to stop doing that.
Well, yeah, they absolutely can, and that can be overcome some too by Eloy Jimenez hitting a few more home runs, by Luis Robert hitting a few more home runs. I'm not saying just by home, I'm just saying producing better, hitting better.
If you're talking about the simplest stuff of not giving away outs, that's something where the people who are his bosses can say, hey, don't do that so often after the game. So, you know, why'd you bunt there? See, look what happened to our win expectancy when you did that.
Look at the bullpen arms too. I mean, look at the depth that you've kind of acquired in terms of pitching. You are not looking at Dylan Covey as guy that needs to pitch important innings for you. You're looking at Dylan, you just DFA'd him. I mean, this isn't a guy that you have constructed with the signing of Steve Cishek, who we talked to earlier this morning, which, by the way, radio.com app, you can go back and listen to that interview if you feel like it. It was a good one. Nice little chat with Steve. That's your guy that you've got from multiple innings that you want to, you know, fit over a difficult part of the lineup if maybe a starter gets bounced, or even trust him with some high leverage things too. It's that guy. It's not a Rule 5 dude that's hung on the roster for 3 years. There's a big, big difference there.
It's Bill on Capitol Hill out on a Friday on The Score.
Hello, lads. How's the Empire?
Well, it's okay. It's all right, except for, you know, some viruses now in Chicago.
It happens. Not to me, but it happens. I'm appreciating your full blown Soxgasm, and I wanted to get in on it. Dan, your point about, you know, the anticipation. I remember being really excited in going into 06 after the 05 series, but I don't remember. It doesn't feel the same thing. I mean, we haven't felt this since the late 80s, early 90s, when there were talks about this kid called McDowell coming up, and what do you hear about this first baseman that they've got? And it seems to me that, I share the scorn for Rick Renteria generally, but it seems to me that a man, you don't really need to start arguing about your managers until you've got a veteran ball club, right? Because, that's when you find out, you know, how a person actually manages. With these guys, I mean, you know, there's going to be bumps, and frankly, if